This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour News update recorded on Wednesday, July 19th, 2017. I'm Mark Boulanger. Advanced technologies such as driverless cars and new employment patterns like the so-called gig economy, where workers pick up little jobs here and there, will have devastating effects on the world's workforce. That's why the International Labour Organization has embarked on a program to study the changes coming and develop potential solutions. The ILO is the United Nations agency focused on matters of work in the world. Guy Ryder, a trade unionist, is the ILO's director general. In an interview with the BBC, he was asked how fast our work environment is changing.
Yeah, I think we're all conscious that it's moving very, very quickly. We talk a great deal about this unfurling fourth industrial revolution, and we think particularly about technology transforming the way we are working. And this is very much at the center of debate. I think we have to, think it's not just about the number of jobs we're going to have in the future. We talk a lot about robots replacing human beings, but it's also going to be the way we work in the future, because what I think distinguishes this industrial revolution from previous ones is it has the capacity to fundamentally change the way we work, not just how many jobs are out there.
In the interview with the BBC, Mr. Ryder was asked how much people should be concerned about the changes in the work world that are coming.
It's interesting that, we talk about technology as a threat. People are worried, I think, they're going to be out of work because, machinery will do the jobs we used to do. But it depends where you're looking at it from. I mean, if you go to a country like Japan, robots are seen as the savior of the future of work because they've got a falling workforce. And I think we have to look at this in a positive way. How are we going to use technology to produce the world of work, the future of work that we want? And the notion that this is just technology will decide has to give way to the idea that this is a policy debate. People ought to say, well, what do we want for the future of work and how are we going to apply technology to bring that about?
Mr. Ryder was also asked if there is a risk that economies will become increasingly polarized between high-skilled and low-skilled jobs.
Very much, and it's not new. This has been happening for a long time. The market is rewarding a number of skills very highly, and those with less skills, much less than used to be the case. Growing inequality, but allied to that is a diversification of work forms. The gig economy, what we used to call the standard employment form, employer, employee, permanent contract, that's beginning to be eroded, and I think we have to think about the consequences of that for the future of work. People talk about, we'll work in the future, but we won't have a job in the future.
The British Trades Union Congress, the TUC, is fighting back against pregnancy discrimination. See Marie Ainsborough reports.
For many of the 15 million women working in Britain, becoming pregnant can be a job-losing experience. That's why the UK's Trades Union Congress is campaigning for better protection for women who become pregnant. The TUC represents 52 unions in the country. Here are some of the women who have been discriminated against because they decided to have a child.
When I told my employer I wanted to take maternity leave, I was made to feel like I was an irresponsible teenager. They were aggressive and made me feel guilty. I was told I had to leave because I was pregnant. I had become too expensive for them to keep me on. I felt worthless.
My employer ended my contract 2 weeks after I disclosed my pregnancy.
I was shouted and sworn at for being in the toilet with morning sickness.
Victoria Phillips is a lawyer working with the Trades Union Congress.
Pregnancy discrimination is very common and can be very aggressive. Unfortunately, the majority of pregnancy discrimination cases go unchallenged. Most women with a young baby aren't emotionally strong enough for a long and costly legal battle.
Sarah Bailey is the former head of the TUC's Equality and Human Rights Department.
One in three women do not return to the same job after maternity leave, even though they have the right to. This is a huge waste of women's skills, talent, and experience.
This is Seymourie Ainsborough reporting for Radio Labour.
And that's it. International Labour News you can use. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.